Hello, good morning, and welcome to Victory Today broadcast, an hour of destiny with Jesus. It is a time to bring the word for today from the Lord, and as well release into your lives the prophetic doors that will make you go out there to rule your world. I pray for you this morning and prophetically bless someone who is listening to this broadcast right now. Today is the 24th day of the year 2020, which is Covenant Day times 2. Hear the word of the Lord. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands before you. Hallelujah. So as you go for today, go under the cloud of God's glory for the enforcement of this prayer and decree in your life, and indeed shall be for your direction, for your protection, and for your preservation, as it was for the children of Israel when they were journeying in the wilderness to their promised land. So shall it be for you in all your goings and exploration and expectations today. You shall be directed, you shall be protected, and you shall be preserved in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not go where you will regret going. You will not walk into any part or vehicle that has been marked for destruction. The sure protection and preservation of the Lord shall be upon you, upon your children, and your entire household. Hear this. It doesn't matter the evil that may have been orchestrated and devised for the land today. You are protected and preserved under the cloud of His glory in the name of Jesus Christ. And today, be the last working day of this week in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go and receive your best. In the name of Jesus, you will hear good news today. In the name of Jesus, and indeed you will receive messages that will gladden your heart. Mark it in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And I say, amen. So, friends, emphasizing the scripture that we started with and the Lord gave to us at the beginning of this week in John chapter 15 and verse 5, John chapter 15, and verse 5, and the Bible says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. For without me, you can do nothing. So, as we continue to believe God to have a fruitful year 2020, we must learn to abide with him. Abide with him and continue to abide with him. A lot start their journey well with God, but somewhere along the line they allow distractions, demands, and the demonic forces of life to take them off course. Starting well with God is key, but continue well is more important, because it is God that's establishes you, and it is him that endures to the end that shall be saved. So it's very important to continue to abide. So what does it mean to abide with him? Very quickly, number one, it means living always in his presence. Let his house and the things of his house become your great priority. Anything that takes you away from his presence will end up taking life away from you. So live always in his presence. Number two, learn to live continually in communion with him. Anywhere you are, the reality of his presence must always be with you, whether in the office, on the road, or even in the marketplace. Never break your communion and your line of communication with God. Make his praise your place and make his word your wall. Very important. And number three, living permanently in obedience to him. Never joke with his world and never debate his world. To obey, the Bible says, is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. As you stand upon his world and as you continue to abide with him in year 2020, I see your greatness far beyond controversy. The majestic glory of the Lord will indeed announce you to your world, and you will become the talking of everyone all around you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, and I say a good amen. So, my dear listeners, I hope this has been a blessing to you again this morning. Do well to keep announcing what God is doing and keep rebroadcasting this message, and God himself will keep blessing you. I await your testimonies on what God is doing in your life. Send your prayer requests, like I said, to my private line 0816-285-0931. And the God of answer and solution will attend to them in Jesus' name. Till I come your way again, I remain your pastor and friend and God's servant, Bishop Great Adeloye. Good morning.